Make it up, make me dirty. Make it up, make me dirty. Make it up, make me dirty. Wake it up, make me doggy. Wake it up, make me doggy. Wake it up, make me doggy.
It's 10 a.m. and I wanna hear someone funny again. That's why I'm
wake it up, make me doggy. Wake it up, make me doggy. Wake it up, make me doggy. Wake up, Wake Up, Wake Up Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Spring, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Right, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up, Late with Dougie Show. We're going old school a little bit with the old Peter Leonard and Dougie Almeida version of, Wake Up, Late with Dougie.
I gotta tell you something, man. I forgot how great that was.
It's so good.
Right?
It's so good.
Yeah, it's really strong, man. That was one of the most fun things. Can I go now? I mean, we can't possibly top that. All right, that was the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Good night, everybody.
And that, you know, of course, that's in, this is in the spirit that we have, you know, Peter Leonard back in the studio after his...
Thank you. 2 week absence.
Yeah, he was like, I'm done.
His
you know,
2 week hiatus.
He was like,
he was going
to retire from the show.
I was going to retire. I looked at my billing sheet and I said, nah, I can go another month or so.
All right.
And I'm still, just praying for this fucking lawsuit. To, and, you know, just,
this guy, the people that sit around waiting for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
It's guys like you that just have the only reason why an attorney needs to hire a secretary.
I'm not one of those guys. The first time around 20 years ago, my first lawsuit, which is a biggie, I was a pain in the balls, but I was seriously.
You sued Pfizer because you still couldn't get a boner.
No, this is 20 years. This is some drunk who hit me, and I worked at WSHG. That was fucked up my neck, and you know, 3 surgeries from 1 car accident. So that was a big payoff.
And now you got another one.
I got another one, but you know, I'm just so I got to be careful. You know,
Peter Leonard, like it's terrible. throwing like banana peels.
Like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Turtle shells and banana peels.
Yeah. Just flying off.
I have my own line of neck braces.
Goes flying off. Goes flying off into the fine china section.
Designer neck braces. I go to the hospital, I ask for different colors.
Right.
So, come on, I'm wearing blue tomorrow. Can you have a blue?
Anyway.
Blue neck brace.
So welcome back. So, you know, you're
Thank you.
Stuck with us. And, here of course, Elgin is here.
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
And, had a fun show yesterday, by the way, if you missed it, you know, me, John Levine, and Talia, because John was in the studio, too, because he's in town.
He's in town.
So, it's a busy week, you know.
Nice. How'd that show go?
It was great. I think it was a very funny
what
show.
What grabbed you about it? What grabbed you?
Right.
Anything?
Yeah, you know, Elgin had it's our new segment, you know, what's grabbing me.
Did you try that yesterday, by the way? What's grabbing me?
Yes.
What grabbed everybody on yesterday's show?
Well, it was kind of like mine was grabbing me because it was a new thing and I didn't share it with everybody yet.
Okay.
But, you know, like
you're
me, we talked about
like that.
We talked about the Cubs. You know, it's great that the Chicago Cubs are in the World Series.
And the Cleveland, Indians.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Got one of those in 1908 was their last World Series. Right. And 1948 was the other one's last World Series.
Right.
You know, fuck.
They're so new at it, they're going to forget, you know, they're going to miss the game. They're going to like, oh, I thought it was yesterday.
Who's going to kick off, do you think?
Yeah.
They'll go.
I wonder if it's based on the tip-off.
The coin flip. You know, the coin toss.
Imagine two baseball players standing at the mound, like somebody throws a baseball up and whoever catches it.
I hope it lands on the Rawlings logo or the MLB logo.
Right.
Whichever one it goes on. That's
But, you know, I'm cheering for the Cubs. I got a lot of friends that are Cubs fans and... it's a great, you know, this one guy, this poor schlep, that one guy that
Bartlesman.
Screwed it up against the Marlins.
Bartlesman.
Right. Mm-hmm. This poor guy, they're actually saying maybe he should come out and throw the opening pitch.
They're going to have a goat, you know, because they have the Chicago goat. If anybody walks around with a goat out there, they're going to shoot them.
Yeah.
You know what they said? This is interesting, man. They said that the people who are rooting for the Chicago Cubs drive BMWs.
Yeah.
And the Cleveland Indians are like the salt of the earth. You know, that's the,
I don't get it.
The blue collar. Because, they say, because it's chic to root for
Chicago
the Cubs.
Chicago Cubs, so you say the Chicago
city,
Cubs.
Big city,
yeah.
Metropolitan, top, one of the top 5 cities.
And Cleveland's the steak by the lake.
Yeah, the toilet bowl of America.
Yeah.
Cesspool of, no, it is, kind of.
I just,
my buddy Buck McWilliams, who, you know.
Now, you know, we're talking about when you say that, you're basically talking about the scenic view of it and everything else.
No, it's just generally. You've been to Cleveland?
Yes, I've been there a few times. That's what I'm saying. It's funny, you know. But there's a lot of nice people there.
Yes, there are.
You know what I mean? It's great.
You know, hand language?
And you would imagine that you have to be humble if you live in that shithole.
You speak Polish?
You know what I mean?
You speak Polish?
You know, you could imagine that you live in a trailer park, and like if your friends come over, you're going to be a little humble. You're not going to be like an asshole like, hey, you ever seen a place like this before?
Yeah. Then you take them to LeBron's house.
Right.
Which is outside of Cleveland.
When I did I did the Cleveland Comedy Festival, that was my opening joke the first show. I'm like, I got to just wonder where LeBron was with. I'm like, boy, I couldn't tell you. I don't understand why Cleveland, you know. LeBron wanted to leave this place.
Right.
I mean, look at this place. It's beautiful.
Yep.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of dark and
dingy.
Gray. It's not a lot of.
Yeah.
The lake is pretty. You like floating condoms and shit? You ever try to catch a condom on a fly rod?
It's a fun game. you haven't lived until you're trying to fish out condoms.
Yeah. With a fly.
Out of the lake.
Yeah.
So what's grabbing me? You know what I mean? You know, I just think about it. Trump, people grabbing pussies and stuff. I just think it's like, what's grabbing? Like, you know, what's like grabbing my attention?
Right.
Yeah. You know, you hear the news, you hear all kinds of shit, but what is it that's like, you know, like, wow, I didn't realize, you know what I mean?
What would make you pick up the phone and call somebody and go, did you hear this?
Right.
That's what you're looking at.
You know, like,
that's what you're looking for.
Like, I was thinking about this, and I did this with the idea of memes. I started doing memes. You know, my Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, and I had like,
how old are you, man?
But
12, 11? No, really.
Listen.
11? 12?
You don't know what it is. I sent a photo, like,
the fuck?
You know, you understand that, you know, the Philippines, the president.
Now, when you don't want to answer a phone call from a guy who's got $1 million
portfolio. The president.
I'm memeing. Listen, leave me alone. Send the guy a meme.
The president.
Fucking dollar size.
The president of the Philippines.
Right.
It's basically been dissing the United States, and they're saying,
"Oh yeah,
we want to go with China." You know, we're like, "Hey, you know what? We're, you know."
Well, they lead with chopsticks. That's better.
Yeah,
they're not used to a fork.
But it's not. You know, there's a lot of people in the Philippines that don't agree with that.
Oh, what are they saying?
Well, they don't want to be. They don't want to be say anything on front of TV because then they're going to get
shot,
beaten.
And killed.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
By the Chinese.
What are you doing in my house? This is not your house.
Well, first of all they've got to do is choke those bastards by taking their rice away.
All right.
That's the first thing.
Gee, I was hoping for some sort of.
No, I'm like, serious. No, the Philippines is.
I was waiting for some sort of like.
It's an island.
More intellectual.
Wait, no.
You know.
It's an island. What's the first thing you do when something lives on an island? You fucking surround it and don't let any ships in or out. So therefore, there goes their trade. There goes half their food. You wait 6 months. There's starving to death.
You don't think China's going to let that happen?
Huh?
That's what I'm saying. You know, China. Listen, I don't want to get into this discussion about
no.
it. But that was something that was grabbing my attention back then.
Okay.
You missed that. You and I could have debated this if you wanted.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what.
But my meme was Mr. Bean, you know, basically standing there going, hey, I understand, you know, Philippines wants to become part of China.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that communism thing.
Mm.
You know, stupid, you know, little stupid little thing. But that's what was grabbing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you guys know what's going on. You guys had some, you know. And, you know, so imagine if you want to share that today, you can share it.
What's grabbing you, Elgin?
What's grabbing me?
Yeah. Got a lot of excitement in your life? What would you pick up the phone and call your mom and say?
You know?
I don't know. It's really, I mean, I'm not really griping on anything right now. Everything is pretty, I can't say anything.
He's in a good mood.
It could be something positive, too.
You aren't aware that he's living with his old lady now. They're in a townhouse and shit.
I know. Yeah. Look how exhausted he looks, man. Every fucking ounce of fluid is drained out of this poor bastard. he's got an IV.
Yeah.
He walks in with a fucking IV stick with the fucking fluid. He looks dehydrated and fucked up.
I'm exhausted.
He's got gray hairs now. I'd be exhausted too, man. I couldn't sleep next to that.
I remember I was a little kid.
You have separate bedrooms?
I was
no.
I was a little kid,
and do you ever sleep, man?
One of my brother and my mother ended up buying a shirt for one of my brothers, older brothers, and it was basically a gas pump that had a face, and it was like the little drip was coming out of it. Goes no gas. No more, you know, no gas.
I look at my dick.
Right, so of course, you know, the young, my brothers who are in their teenagers, like, that's hilarious. I'm like, right. I don't get it.
No, because you were younger.
You would, what the hell do I know?
It looks like a schlong.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see anything.
But like, your mother didn't get it either.
Exactly.
But your father wasn't giving it to her either.
Yeah. Well,
so
listen,
therefore.
Don't get personal, Peter Leonard.
Well,
don't get into whether my father was banging my mom at that point. Don't, you're overstepping your bounds. I'm talking about a joke where my brother, you know, had a shirt on that had a, you know.
But she bought the shirt. You get it?
I get it.
So she didn't get the whole joke.
Yeah, she was, so are you saying, so she was basically trying to tell the family that dad's no longer got any more gas?
Correct. That you dad know? Was out of gas.
And that's why I'm yelling at you all the time.
And he worked at the, and it's funny, he's a mechanic. Why?
My mother was just, that's, she gave us all that shirt to explain why she was yelling at us all the time.
Right. Frustrated.
Yeah. I'm just frustrated.
Now,
you have your clothes?
Now, did the, so the face,
what
on
the,
so the face on the gas pump, was it?
Go cut the yard.
She actually had your father's
who's
picture.
Who's going to clean the pool?
It was your father's picture she put on the gas pump face, though.
Somebody has to wash the car.
Did you all have to do chores and shit? Who did the chickens? Who got the chicken duty?
Chicken duty? What's that?
Well, you had chickens in the backyard.
Yeah,
you?
We had chickens. Yeah, right next to the cows and the fucking.
Not cows, but
I
you
had
are,
a barn. I was
you
I had
are
a barn.
Fucking Mexican. He had chickens down in Miami. No.
Oh yeah, no.
Where the fuck you lived? No. You didn't do the cockfighting.
They're
or all
roosters.
That shit?
Okay.
You had cockfighting.
Yeah, I'll show you a cockfight.
That's like you better bring a gun to a cockfight. What's the joke there somewhere? Yeah. Knife, gun,
what? Surprised you haven't found it.
I brought
knife?
A gun to a cockfight.
Yeah,
it was a Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the greatest opening of any movie, where big Ted Cassidy, who played Lurch,
right,
on Adam's Family, right, and he's Butch and Sundance. They finally did something. They got back to the hole in the wall gang. And fucking Ted Cassidy, Lurch, was announcing the bomb, taking over the gang, Butch, we've decided that you're ready. He goes, oh, you have you? He goes, yeah, let's settle this like men. And he's like, so, big Ted Cassidy rips his shirt off. He's got this knife about this fucking big. And he's standing there, his legs spread in. And Butch just walks up to him and kicks him right in the balls. Right. See that scene? The guy drops to his knees, and Paul Newman goes, somebody yell 1, 2, 3. Go. And the Sundance goes, 1, 2, 3. And Butch just goes, wham! Punches him in the face while the guy's on his knees and goes, okay, who else wants to take over the gang? really funny. But one of the greatest scenes, he goes, guns and knife. Well, and then the other famous scene was almost, and I think it was a kind of rip-off of it.
Of that?
Harrison Ford
mm-hmm.
in the first Raiders. When the guy's with the, he's whipping the shit out.
Shoots him.
And he just pulls a gun out and just shoots him. You know? Right. Very
totally.
Very similar scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in my eyes, I think that was a bit of a, it was borrowed a little bit by Raiders.
Yeah.
Whoever did that. Whatever happened to Harrison Ford? Still, I think he's a little shaky.
George Lucas.
Last time I heard that he was, I guess he had attorneys that were suing the movie makers because he had gotten injured in certain scenes.
Mm-hmm. Who did?
Harrison Ford. Didn't he
survive?
Oh, he
broke his leg. He broke the leg in the last filming of the last movie.
Yeah. And this is the same guy that, didn't he crash in a plane a year or two ago?
Yeah.
He was a pilot of his own plane. He fucking crashed.
Really? Yeah, bad luck. I wouldn't want to put him in a movie. It's bad luck.
Yeah.
Marry this guy.
I want to do my own stunts. No,
well,
that's okay.
They're mad because they put his leg on. They reversed it. His leg was backwards. Yeah. His foot is facing the other way.
He's been walking in circles for days.
Do you know what I heard today? This is no bullshit. There was a pitcher on the Chicago Cubs back in the day. In the early, and this is fact. I think it was Carl Hubble, he might have been. And the guy threw, you know what a screwball is, Dougie? It's a reverse curveball. And you've thrown a ball, you've thrown a curveball, where you naturally actually, you come down, you spin your hand one way. He threw a screwball is where you turn your hand the exact opposite way. You try that with your hand, Elgin.
Yeah, for instance, where, instead of a curveball, you throw,
you're coming this way.
Counterclockwise.
Well, this guy threw so many curveballs. There are pictures of him at the in his 70s
right.
where his hand, he was lefty, was turned around right. where his arm had, the muscles had just kind of like, and his hand was backwards. It didn't, if his hands were at his side, his palm right. was facing out.
Yeah.
I saw this shit today. I couldn't believe it. It was so incredible.
Wow.
Just from throwing this ball in such a freaked out.
That's awesome.
Yeah
it's really wild, man.
It's good if you. Good to get a hand job if you're sitting next to you.
Just you just go to the movies and you sit.
Probably
nice
be
to
a
him.
Good pickpocket, you know. Just
right.
The other guy sitting next to him, so old, he's like, "What am I doing in my own pocket?"
He should have run for office. He'd probably be great at grabbing pussies.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
what's grabbing
that's
you?
What's grabbing him?
That's grabbing you, Mrs. Obama. By the way, there's a. You know what came out today?
What's that?
That Chelsea Clinton.
Is not really
might not be Bill's daughter.
Get out of here.
Did you see that? Yep. They're going to do a DNA test on her.
No
They're
way.
Not going to do it. No, nobody in the Clinton family is going to allow a DNA test.
They stole her hairbrush.
Yeah, they're going to find out she's not human at all. She's actually like one of
she's
these.
She's a reptilian lizard.
One of these injections.
Yeah.
You know, of the.
I don't know what the fuck.
The intellectual, the interstellar community is involved in.
I posted today that fucking Hillary Clinton was dating Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the next
that's
celebrity.
That's believable.
That's going to be the next celebrity couple.
That's a believable
Hillary
story.
And Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, my God.
Sheila Point, Caitlyn to something.
Why don't you say that, Donald Trump decided that he's going to get Mike Pence off as vice president. He's going to bring in Sasquatch.
Yeah.
There's also saying that Bill Clinton has another kid. A son.
Yeah, exactly.
A son out there.
Could you imagine if it's something like, like when they found, Arnold Schwarzenegger kid?
Oh,
The kid's walking around like, I don't think he's my father. I don't understand why.
I don't understand.
Listen, I know we look alike. Somebody hold my dumbbells.
Pass me the needle.
Yes.
Give me that HGH.
And it'd be funny if all of a sudden they see this kid in school. He's in the debate team. He's like, yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Right.
Yeah, right.
To the Roswell debate.
His girlfriend shows up with sperm on her dress.
Yeah.
There's a big fucking glob.
This is my fat, chubby brunette girlfriend, Susie.
Weinstein. We like the Jews.
That's right.
They don't swallow, but they get it.
I'm her big daddy.
Yeah. But, it's I just can't wait for this whole thing.
The whole thing, the big concern that a lot of people have, if the results are contested, I saw something on there, it's one of these posts that shows like these Aryan Nazi fucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying it's been weird how the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan race have kind of gotten together.
Have they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like
sure, the Germans and the fucking...
In the history, they haven't it's almost like the Chinese and the Russians getting together and dealing with shit and all trusting each other all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And now you have like Aryans and Ku Klux, bless you, Ku Klux Klan members kind of getting together.
Yeah. Like Esther Ku,
right.
Klux Klan.
No. Yeah.
It's cool.
Ku
Klux Klan.
Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys.
All getting together. I know. You know what I mean? So.
Could be bad.
Well, listen.
But their whites are white. I don't know how they get their whites so white.
Out all day with all that cross burning
yeah.
and shit.
How do they get their
it's amazing.
White. I know. Use Tide.
Yeah.
By the way,
because I got my bitch wife at home pregnant and barefoot.
Listen, a little off topic. A little off topic, but an interesting one. And I'm sitting here staring. Every week I stare at the corner, and I see one of your posters from Tavolino Wednesday nights, the great Dougie Almeida with his third year of the Wednesday night comedy night. You've got to see Tavolino. Go to Sample Road. It's 101-801 Coral Springs. Give Ed a call. Now, there's a poster on the wall of Disgruntled Clown.
Right.
I've seen the guy's act. I had him at New York Comedy Club. I think he's got a funny act. I think he's a good guy. With all this clown shit going on, how is that affecting his career right now, do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think it is?
So that's all of a sudden what just grabbed you?
Yeah, because, you know why? Because Halloween's coming up, and you know that there's places banning clown costumes.
Even Ronald McDonald he can't go out and make appearances.
Right. Target took this shit out. How is this fucking guy who makes a living?
You want me to take that poster down, too?
No. I'm just curious. I'm going to call him. I have his number. I feel bad for him.
Offended.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
No wonder he's been so quiet. He's so scared from the disgruntled clown poster.
It's the clown poster. It's really getting to me, Doug.
It's getting to me.
What is the thing with this clown stuff? Just that people are popping up as clowns. And
these prank videos started online, and these clowns would prank people that were walking by like smashing a fake dummy with a giant sledgehammer and crazy stuff like that.
Right.
So then after these videos started circulating on the internet, they went viral, and then people started recreating it. And around Halloween every year, it would start popping up on the internet, like people would dress as clowns and go in public or at least say that they were.
Right.
A post would come on. But for some reason, this happened a couple of years ago, for some reason this year specifically, it blew up, and now there's all these clown threats and clown sightings.
They're seeing people on the side of the
road. Public schools are getting threatened about clowns are going to come hurt teachers. Right. Clowns on the side of the road. And there's been a lot of videos, too, that clowns are getting beat up.
Yeah, they're showing both sides. It's, people walking around trying to scare,
Yeah.
Any rate. So,
wow, incredible.
But there was also Rob Zombie's doing a movie about this, The Killer Clowns or something. Thought that's where it got started, too.
Huh.
People seeing that. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Is that his real name, by the way?
I don't know.
What do you think,
Elgin?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
While you're thinking about that, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
I've had a blast. Thanks for having me back.
And Elgin David.
Elgin David. And Rob Zombie's real name is Robert Bartlett Cummings.
Wow.
See, how quick was that?
Yeah, there you go.
He won't ever use my iPad anymore.
No, I bring my own computer every time now. I've learned my lesson.
You want to borrow my iPad?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Then hardcore. Just welcome back to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's what is it? It's Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
And we just shared a little bit about what's grabbing us, or some of us, or what's happened. And but there's some other stuff. You guys aren't like Walking Dead fans.
I am.
Yeah,
what'd absolutely.
What do you think, man?
I thought it was crazy.
Isn't that great? Now, let me ask you, did it like disturb your sleeping that night a little bit to have that?
I can't get that image out of my head, actually.
I talked
it was
about
pretty.
The
guest. You saw it, right? You're a fan too?
Yeah. Yeah, we were ready. You know.
Can't get. And I like the way they did it. It was shocking.
Right.
It was.
And they killed, what's his name?
Yeah.
See, I don't watch the show, but I saw somebody.
We're at the point past the point of.
Spoiler?
Spoiler?
No, I won't say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I let people watch it for themselves. If they don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of people got killed, they said.
Right.
4 out of 6. Four out of six left on the show. I don't watch the show, but I'm hearing cooler shit. You know?
But to me, it's it was pretty, you know, like you said.
It was a really great episode.
The act itself, watching it, and...
violent?
Yeah,
well, but the whole episode was so suspenseful and thrilling, and it really drew you in and pulled at you, and you're at the edge of your seat the entire episode.
Wow.
Every time they dropped to commercial, you're like, ugh. Like, it was just like, it was great the way
they showed where they were, and then it went back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And just the way they shocked you with the reveal of who it was, the way they finally did it, and then again, boom, you know what I mean? The second one was because...
Second one you didn't think was going to happen.
That's what I'm saying, because after the first one, you're like, ugh. Because we've been waiting all
season before
break to find out. They left us the cliffhanger of the last one. So then they dragged it on the episode. And then they killed somebody, and we were like, oh, finally, that's who it is. And then, boom, they cracked somebody else. And we were like, oh.
That's wild.
And watching this person with their eye popped out, you know, they were muttering something.
Their last words with their eyeball popping out of their head.
And the guy who just batted him.
And a character
like
that.
Saying, you're all messed up. Look at you.
It's disgusting.
Like, that's the beauty of the show, because if... You know, when you watch them like that, I put myself there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if this was to ever occur, how would you, you know, where would you stand? You know, would you, you know, what would you do? How would you, where would you feel? Could you even live in this world?
I mean, for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, after a while.
I'd make it for a while, but then probably.
What would you do? Where would you go?
I don't know. Something probably would happen either.
Underwater? Outer space?
But there's nowhere to go.
Why not?
How would you get off the planet?
You have a car.
Gonna drive to outer space?
No, go ahead and get a pogo stick.
No, you blow your brains out, man. Borrow one of Dougie's guns and you fucking kill yourself.
Well, that's what John said.
Take your girl
John
first.
Said, John Levine, the man he is, says he'd probably just end it.
Really?
He's a listen. Jews don't kill themselves.
No,
Jews don't. Listen, very rough.
Well, I don't think he's. I don't think. I think he's that, but I don't think he's really. I think he's atheist.
Okay, he says that, but you know.
Yeah.
You put a gun to his. You put a gun. You put your gun to his head and see if he cries out for his mommy or God. Which
right.
One? Then you'll know.
All right. Well, listen. Here's what's grabbing me.
Okay.
Obamacare premiums to go up double digits, 25%. Even President Obama came out and said it.
Listen, is he going on Cobra when he leaves the White House?
Yeah.
Did I, no,
well,
seriously.
That's the one thing about Obamacare. They make the government compensate, or I should say, cover a portion of that.
Okay.
Like,
let me tell you
something. Because like that happened to me under Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had Cobra, but they covered 65-70% of it.
Okay, you know what
13, for 13 months, which is not a permanent thing, obviously.
Right. And you know what? And I guarantee you that when you pay taxes, yeah, because here's what happened to me last week. Last week.
Well, you got 1099 on the money they got you?
No. Yeah. Guess what? They forgot to send that 1095A form because for 3 months in 2005, we're going back to 2005.
Yeah, a lot
the
of people
first
got
three
hit
months,
with the benefits. That they...
I didn't have health. They put me on Obamacare. I didn't sign. They put me on the fucking thing, and I had to have Obamacare, right? So for 3 months in 2015, I was on Obamacare. Now, guess what? I go to pay my taxes
you
late.
For an answer? Come on.
I go to pay my taxes late, and all of a sudden I get a letter from the IRS.
You get a letter back that you owe more money.
Hey,
because
no,
of
I got
the
a
difference.
Letter. I got, well, they said.
Why do I keep saying something? You say no, and then all of a sudden you tell me yes.
No. Well, listen, they first had this whole process where I had to.
I've seen several of these already.
Right. Send it to the fucking accountant. Who then refiles my taxes, and because of this, now I owe them $1,100. I was getting an $800 refund.
Right.
I owe them $1,100 now because they paid for my health. Guess what? I didn't go to the doctor once the first fucking 3 months of 2015. I didn't know this Obamacare was a loan. I wasn't sure it's a loan.
Right,
I'll bet every motherfucker
who's sitting out in some ghetto who's getting Obamacare,
they're never going to have...
Dude, milked Obamacare. You got a major surgery on it. And you had everything covered on that thing.
And guess
and then,
what?
And hold
they,
on a second.
The year
and then,
after
and then,
I was
and then,
making
and then you
money.
Stopped, then you stopped paying premiums. You're no longer
well,
on
I
it.
Because I got a job that had benefits.
Right.
So, but in the meantime, the end of that year, they charged me for every fucking penny of Obamacare the year before. For the whole year before.
Here's what happened to a lot of people.
Yes.
A lot of people signed up for Obamacare online. So they sat there with their cousin or their friend or their family member and they go, how much money do I make? And it was like, let's say it was a wife. Like, oh, I make, you know, $20,000 a year. Okay, but she's not counting her husband. You know, she's not doing, how much assets do you have? Oh, I'm not going to count my retirement. You know, they don't do, so now all of a sudden they qualify for real good, full benefits of the government where they get $800 insurance for $50, $100.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the year, because it's all linked together in the government now, there's no... We don't know what's going on.
Right.
They look at your family joint tax return, and they see you would have never qualified for this if you had registered all the income to the household.
Right.
Or like in some cases, I didn't work because I took this in the beginning of the year, and then the next year I ended up having a job where I made $80,000. You're on the wrong plan. You didn't think to change it.
Right.
And so now you're getting hit with the difference.
Well, they were trying to get away with something
they're charging
illegal.
You. Well, no, that's just you wouldn't, they were have, trying you wouldn't to... They're doing it. You wouldn't have got the benefit if you would have... No, you had fraud. They're basically keeping you from being fraud because you didn't really give full disclosure what your income was.
Sure, I did.
And then once they found your 1099 and saw your reported income, they said, oh, this guy's trying to fuck the system.
No, not at all, because they never sent me the 1095A form.
And nobody sends forms
on
time.
No, they're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
This is a year and a half ago.
I'm not going to get any food on the air
just to piss you off.
Yeah. Oh.
You know that?
Listen.
Just to get you pissed at now because we're fighting.
I need something now to
get
pissed.
Hold on.
Oh. I'm going to fucking bitch slap you.
Now, this is how you do that one because... I had to get that off my chest, man.
Well, listen.
That Obamacare.
It's up 25%. Here's the funny part about it.
What's funny about that?
That's an average.
Oh,
if you go, there's certain
shit.
Parts, like if you were in Montana,
it's
up like 5%. You know what I mean? If you're in Boise, Idaho.
How often do your cows get sick?
All right. But if you're in Arizona, it's up 110%.
Oh my God.
If you're in South, if you're in Florida, it's up 50 to 55%.
Yeah, they said it's going to double.
Right?
Down here, yeah.
So
it's a lot.
And you know, and again, to me this whole concept is a fucking nightmare because between my wife and I, we spend now with a new number, it's going to be over $8,500 a year. We have a family individual deductible of $7,100, which basically means one way or the other for us to get any type of benefit from health care, we got to go through about $15,000.
Well, you can have that gastric bypass now you've been wanting.
Yeah, you think so?
Just kidding. Elgin, you're allowed to laugh.
Yeah. Well, at least it's a lot easier if you just wear fucking platform shoes, you prick.
Listen, you do have to use your insurance, though. And, you know, people who, it's so sad when you spend that kind of money and then, I hate to say it, all insurance is, and Dougie, you're in this business practically, it's gambling. It's legalized gambling. They're betting you and your wife, you're $8,500 against.
Dude, it's a division of risk. That's
millions,
what it is. It's
that
that's
you're
what
not going to get sick. Right, that you're not going to get
division of risk.
Right.
That's all it is. You're insuring. And
explain
then,
what that means to the audience, because they're not as bright as Elgin or I.
Do you anybody, you know, listen, if you take the populace.
Right.
You know, from age one to the one day people die.
Okay.
You know how much the average person or how healthy the person
and
is.
And there's tables by
the
explain.
And then you take
that.
Other brackets, 8 to 10 adolescents. Middle,
right.
And they take this. So you have an idea.
Uh-huh.
So the idea, this whole idea of this healthcare system that they put together was if we get everybody in and everybody, you know, pays their fair share.
Right.
We'll take on no pre-existing conditions. It doesn't matter. We're all part of this risk pool.
Mm-hmm.
Which by the odds of things would say, you know what, so many people are not that well, some of the 90% of the people won't need the money in the next 50%, but they will, and as long as that money makes a certain amount of percentage, we'll be able to pay out all the claims and all the things that cover the insured.
Right.
But then when you find out, when you take something like pre-existing conditions, you have people now, they load up, they go in there, get shit they needed it done. There's a huge percentage, I want to find out the exact numbers, of people that used it and then a year later just stopped paying the premium.
Right.
So that's done. But now, can you imagine if 10%, 8% of these people that enrolled ended up utilizing over 65 to 85% of the cost with all people that are not even part of the revenue? So the insurance company looks at it and goes, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why
you're going to get an increase.
Right.
And, you know, I said it since day one. For fuck government health insurance. What we need is government, you know, teaching people how to be healthy. There's got to, you know what I mean? There's got to be shit going, and there's, you know, this fat fucks, you know, you see these people strolling around in Walmart in those fucking carts, you know, and they got a bag of Oreos under their fucking arm. You're like, listen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who's, how, you know, it's a certain level of intolerance.
They should, if you're 25 pounds overweight, you shouldn't be allowed to buy certain things in the store.
Really? You think they should put a restriction on you based on your weight?
Yes.
That's never going to happen.
I really think that.
You will not eat the Oreos?
Right. You know, excuse me, ma'am. Please put the white bread, put that fucking Wonder Bread back, and go get that whole wheat, please. Okay, thank you.
Right.
I don't embarrass you. On the scale right here. Excuse me, the line, you know, hold the line up and put this woman on a scale and figure out exactly what she should be eating because.
Yeah, she's got like the double movie popcorn.
microwave
popcorn. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always funny when you see that. You're like, the wine is fucking huge. I think it was Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And this fat, I mean, like that, almost like that Japanese kid, that big fat balloon kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see, like, you know, on the internet. This kid just had this fucking face, as the thing was bringing, the belt.
Uh-huh.
You see three of these boxes of the double movie popcorn, double butter movie popcorn.
Three of them,
and you want the little fucking pudger sitting there just looking at it like it's a parade going by.
Yeah,
it's so easy to make. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just so convenient, but it's so bad for you.
Yeah, I fucking took
chemicals,
one.
Man.
I stole one of the boxes. I said, one of those are mine.
It's all chemicals, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's shit.
But there's nothing better when you're hungry at night and you start microwaving popcorn. You smell it. Now you're really enticed.
I never really liked popcorn.
Well, my teeth are so bad. Listen. Hey, by the way, congratulations. This is something that grabbed me.
What happened?
Self-driving trucks. First mission, a beer run is completed.
Really?
Yep. You feel comfortable with semis, self-driving semis driving around? You think it's safer than some sleepy motherfucker?
That's fucking scary.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's like Terminator. Some semi-truck is like bearing down on you.
Yeah, what was that movie?
My name ain't John.
Yeah, what is that shit, man? I forgot what that movie was. Some truck that runs amok.
Oh,
what was that?
It was a Stephen King movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's just one hell of a writer, man. One hell of a writer.
It was with the car, the truck that would like just.
Yeah, it was this truck that like.
Had like a face.
Yeah. Something was
like
going
teeth.
On. I can't remember. I read the book, I didn't see the movie.
Self-driving truck's first mission. It's a beer run. San Francisco, the futuristic, the futurists of Silicon Valley may have seen this one coming. The first commercial delivery made by a self-driving truck was 2,000 cases of Budweiser beer.
It only went in reverse, by the way, that truck.
Yeah.
Beep. San Francisco.
Beep.
Beep. Get it, Elgin?
No.
What'd I say?
It only went in reverse.
On Tuesday.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, because of the hills.
No.
Why?
Because they're backing up.
Back up, bitch.
Just come out, Peter.
Back up, bitch.
On Tuesday, Auto, the Uber-owned self-driving vehicle operation, announced the completion of its first commercial delivery, having delivered its beer load from Fort Collins, Colorado to Colorado Springs, roughly 120-mile trip.
And they only spilled two beer.
Yeah.
Two beers. The driver got pulled over for DUI. That's funny. Can you imagine if this fucking truck is speeding and they go to pull it? Can you imagine some fucking dumb cop? Okay, the truck is speeding. They put the lights on.
That's the thing. It can't
does
speed.
Does the truck reckon? What?
It.
What if there's a malfunction? Listen, and trains
it's not
can't
a human
crash.
Being.
And trains don't crash either.
Well,
right?
That's something. Trains that's usually a human error where the guy's supposed to slow the train down to 15 on this fucking turn. He's like busy looking at the girl in the fucking third row.
And how about in Australia when the thing people got thrown out of an amusement park ride last night? Two people died.
Really?
What
kind of.
Jordan, pull that up, man. It was in Australia. Two people. A man, two.
So this is something that grabbed you?
Yes, totally. It was two kids watching their mother and father die.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were trapped also, by the way, under the fucking car. They had
what kind of ride was it?
This thing on a, you know.
This thing on a thing?
Yeah. I don't like amusement parks just for this reason.
Did you see the photo of it?
Yes, I did.
Have you seen it yet, Elgin?
Dream World accidents.
Dream World.
Dream World accident. Four dead in Queensland ride malfunction.
Oh, they four now killed. So the other two who were badly injured now died today. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't make
Please read this.
Oh, man. Four people were killed at Australia's largest theme park Tuesday when a ride malfunctioned, police said. Two men, ages 35 and 32, and two women, aged 42 and 38, were pronounced dead by police following the incident on the Thunder River Rapids ride at the Dream World theme park in Queensland. Police were called. A number of people had been injured by a conveyor belt. One of the rides had sustained some sort of malfunction, causing two people to be ejected from a ride. Another two people were caught inside the ride.
Jesus.
This is not good.
Well, DreamWorld changed the name today to Nightmare World.
Yeah.
Well, no, for one thing, I mean...
Sue World.
fucking attorney DreamWorld.
Yeah. It looks like they closed it down.
You think so?
Yeah. For everybody
they're selling popcorn.
For all those folks waiting in line to get on the...
the Water World.
The Killer Rapids.
Well, for one thing, I mean, we have some rides that are similar to that here in Orlando. The Popeye ride, I think it is.
You enjoy it. Go ahead.
The Lagoon ride.
Now you're talking about basically the
Dudley Do ride. They're probably going to get rid of these rides.
You're talking about these water rides where you get in like these little canoe things, whatever we'll call
no,
them.
No, this one in particular was the round one that you sit around the edge of it.
Mm.
And it floats down the thing. So I guess it must have flipped.
Hold on. You're basically in this.
You're
almost in a cheap like garden pool, like one of these.
It's like a water slide,
like a life
teacup ride.
Yeah, like a life preserver thing. You're in the life preserver that has a bottom and a big air thing around you, right?
No, you're in.
Is there a picture of it there?
Yeah, it's right here. Look.
So look at it.
So it's like a water. It's at a water park.
It's like the teacup ride, but it goes down a water slide. Like you three people sit in there, or like six or eight.
Oh Jesus!
And it's around. Contraption that spins and
but it floats no
yeah it floats it's like a boat
right so it's a little boat that's floating
but
in the water
but
then you get on
the
then you get on this thing where it's a mechanic thing that drags
sometimes
you up.
It drags you up and then it drops you into another slide area or whatever
right but it somehow it toppled over they fell out the back
yeah you can see the one there here is flipped over See that?
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's Jose Fernandez right there. Look at him. That's what happened to Jose Fernandez.
You're just ass.
Oh, Elgin, look at you. Why'd you get so angry? You know, this guy's going to
cry. It's like, you know.
Don't cry.
For one thing, I mean, I don't know. It's not too soon, but it's still somebody died, and it was messed up. And
he finds humor in it.
I don't know. Maybe it is too soon. I don't know.
That's one way to keep his pitch count down, dude.
Did you see?
You can laugh at that.
You go right back at it to bring down the show? You're going to disrupt the flow of the show by sticking to a joke?
It's been a month already, and wait till the toxicology report comes back, man. I feel bad for the kid. I knew the kid, man. Come on, I worked for the Marlins.
How you show your respect?
What respect?
He's about to be a dad, you know?
Well,
yeah,
you know
he's
what?
Got his...
Not anymore.
Well, you know, the kid, you know, all this shit's got to happen. You haven't made a mistake in your life? One way or the other.
You're looking at it. I came back to the show. Here I am today.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's mad at me now. You hate me now.
No. See? No.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So with all that said, that was
he was Puerto Rican. That's right. Was that it? He was Cuban, man. He's supposed to hate the fucking Cubans. You're Puerto Rican, dude.
He's a human.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Peter.
Hey, listen. The kid was a killer of a pitcher, and he had a great
Give
heart.
Me forever.
And he banged on. He cheered for his teammates on. It was in the game. He's sitting on the. All I right. love the guy, man. There's no bigger fan.
All right,
of
well,
Jose Fernandez than me.
There's others that would probably disagree.
Okay, I have a shirt.
You have to see this ride.
So what happened, man?
It is not what I expected it to be.
Okay, what happened?
This thing is. It's like a giant. It's like a real, like a drop type of water slide. You're in like a. The thing. Look at that thing.
Oh shit, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
Look at that.
No, that's not some little lazy river thing.
I'm telling you, you're basically in a big fucking, but there's a net over that one. But when you're going, sometimes you're going up those things, somebody moves. It's not like you're in a seatbelt thing. You're, that's what I'm saying, dude. It's like when we're out in Atlantis at the water park there, the new rapid river they have, there's a part where it's like faster, and it's like a rapid. It's pretty cool. But, you know, you're going up this thing, and you're basically sitting in this inner tube that you're kind of sitting in.
They have the handles.
And you're going up, but you're on a conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's hard for me anyway to sit in that fucking thing. I'm like, I'm more top heavy than my legs. So you're going up, and I feel like I'm going to flip over. You know, a good wind or something happens, I go flying off.
It's true. Yeah, it could happen.
You know?
Jesus
Christ. We talked yesterday on the show, by the way, that some guy died in Disney.
Yeah.
60-something-year-old dude died.
They said he had a heart.
Yeah, because he was a fat fuck. And,
right.
But he was on that one of those space tour rides where it's all, you know, the
yeah.
What do you
call
it?
Would this deter you from going on some kind of ride like that? Does this scare you from going to an amusement park or not?
A little bit. I mean, it doesn't happen to everybody. It's a freak accident type of thing, and it's like, I'm not going to, like, not experience things
you're a little
in life
guy,
because
though.
Somebody
you're,
something happened. But still, like, I don't like going to those cheapy little carnivals. And,
oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we would actually just pass one this weekend, and we were like...
The gypsies.
I don't trust them.
Yeah,
three
you know?
Teeth.
And I even said, it's more likely that here, you know, a screw or a bolt, they might not forget. Right. They take these up and put them down so often.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some metal fatigue.
But it could obviously still happen at a big
Anywhere.
Park.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, by the way, in the last of the what's been grabbing me, urine is eroding the world's tallest church tower.
Urine.
Yeah. Urine.
Yeah. Right?
Who's peeing the priests?
Well, I'm just wondering. The tallest church in the world is under attack, and the aggressor is human urine.
How is this happening?
Where is this?
The magnificent 162-meter tall steeple in Münster dominates the German city of Ulm, which lies on the river Danube in Baden-Württemberg.
Danube.
Okay. Okay, John.
What?
Whatever.
No,
okay.
It's a famous, like the Blue Danube.
The River Danube.
Right. It's a very famous ballet.
Well, okay, thanks.
The ballet?
Yeah. I don't know the ballet. I'm not like
sure
the ballet
you
guy.
You're cultured, man.
But now officials responsible for the upkeep say the stone base of the Gothic tower, which has long acted as a lightning rod to late night revelers looking to relieve themselves.
Revelers. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, relieve themselves. You can laugh, you douchebag. Go ahead.
It's being eroded
right
by salts and acid from the urine.
Urine.
You're an asshole. You're a dickhead.
Who the fuck is peeing these germs? I mean, it's all the beer.
But listen,
I guarantee you, it's the acid in the beer.
Well, I think it's the piss.
They drink a lot of
these guys are drinking, and you know these guys. Nobody's respecting the
right.
It's
drunks. What
are you going to do? Out of all the places you're going to piss, like you know you have where, if you know where you ever when you have to piss.
Yeah.
You know you try to find a tree.
Yes.
You know, but if you're, I guess there's not a lot of trees in Germany. In a city like this, it might
they actually had to cut them all down and make coffins for the Jews they were killing, you know, 8 million of us.
Oh, just from one fucking show bastards. Crashing moment to the next.
Trees. I haven't seen a tree since 1945. Go ahead. It takes a long time to grow a forest back
all
when
right,
you're building
Peter.
Coffins and railroad cars.
All right, where can I go next? If I talk about Christmas, you're going to talk about, you know.
The two kids ran downstairs.
Yeah, the fucking Castro guy.
Know that joke? Anyway, who's peeing on this church?
Never mind, Peter.
Dogs?
The people. The revelers. They were pissing on it.
That's disgusting.
And that's something we were going to talk about, revelers, and what revelers of Germany would look like, but the Holocaust is a better angle to go at. Not as a joke.
Well, that's a grab me, motherfucker.
Well,
you know,
does that grab you?
You want to know what's
but
grabbing
that's,
people?
You know, that's, isn't that the most obvious out of everything you
when
can think
about? Of the Germans,
besides,
you're looking for a tree.
Had you brought up the word schnitzel and fucking Lindenhosen, then you know maybe you would have covered every, you know.
Yeah. You're right. Auf Wiedersehen to that bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
At any rate.
So what happened?
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
And of course, I'm urinating on your desk right now. Asshole.
And of course, Elgin David.
What's up?
You're still upset about the Jose Fernandez stuff.
Yeah,
which,
everyone's
you know,
mad at me today.
It's stupid.
Urine, Jose.
It's like a young kid, you know, dies tragically and you're like making jokes.
Listen, tragically. When you see what this guy did with his boat and the alcohol and all that shit.
Whatever.
Man.
Like I said, he hasn't made a mistake.
He's a smart guy, man.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines. We talk about things that have happened around the world and make fun of it. Well, Peter kind of went off track there for a little while earlier on what's grabbing us. You know, that's the idea, what's grabbing me.
I am in such need of a half a Xanax right now, seriously.
Yeah?
I'm very uptight with all the shit that's going on in the world, man, and my back pain, all of it, you know?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you're just lashing out.
Awful. Terrible.
First story, bottled message sent out. To see is found 5 decades later.
Wow.
Jesus.
You think it's real or fabrication?
It said, somebody get me a pizza. I'm at this island where the palm tree is all by myself. In Hampton, New Hampshire, a bottled message sent out to sea by a New Hampshire man more than 5 decades ago has been returned to his daughter. Reports the message was discovered by Clinton Buffington of Utah while he was vacationing in the Turks and Caicos. Buffington says he found a Coke bottle half buried in the sand. The note inside the bottle said, return to 419 Ocean Boulevard. Don't worry, the door's open. Come on in.
Very funny.
And receive a reward of $150 from Tina.
Tina.
Owner of the Beachcomber.
Hmm.
Beachcomber was Hampton Motel owned by the now deceased parents of Paula Pierce in 1960. Pierce's father had written the note as a joke and cast it into the Atlantic Ocean. Buffington flew to New Hampshire to deliver the message to Pierce. She made good on the promise of the $150.
That's pretty cool.
Do you ever throw a bottle out there and with a message in it?
No, but I know that the police did.
Oh, you know what I did that once?
Message in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Doom, 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 doom,
100 million bottles washed upon the shore.
Good tune.
Yeah. Saw them at concert a couple times.
I think I saw them once. That was it.
Youth League kicks out team after a man plays in a football game.
What happened?
Hey, whose kid is that with the beard?
That's hilarious. Somebody's dad.
Oh, that's hysterical. I was trying to think of this. Like, sometimes in soccer, like, you didn't want to, like, I remember one time it was like an under 16 game or something like that. One of our coaches, like 20 something years old.
Yeah.
But he was horrible.
That's funny.
And we needed a certain amount of people, otherwise it's forfeited.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, hey, listen, can he just actually be out there? You know, he's not going to score or anything, or like trying to sell the refs.
That's funny.
And buy this shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. Pardon me one second.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Go ahead.
How many years ago was that Little League World Series? They found out some kid was like,
yeah, you know, like 19, 20, whatever,
24 years old.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the island teams, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some 20, the kid was whatever he was, like fucking 24. And then some kid in high school down here in Florida.
Right.
Ended up going to Texas. He was, you know, 23 years old. He's a freshman. You know,
right.
Ridiculous, man.
Phenom.
Yeah.
No, he's 24.
He's shaving.
Providence, Rhode Island, the founder of Rhode Island youth football team, says its season is ending early after the coach put a man into a game against 13- and 14-year-old players. Part of the Jerry Sandusky playbook.
Right. But listen, while you're thinking of this, right, Judson, you got to look this up after this story, because there's a team, some high school football team. Did you read about these guys in the Midwest? They're so huge, it's a private school, that they're teams that will not play them. They just forfeit the games because these kids are like 280 pounds,
peace,
six seven, right? So, God,
they don't want to hurt,
right? The parents won't let them. The parents are telling these, listen, I don't want
the Capital City Buccaneers founder Alexandria Diaz says she has stepped away from the Sunday game in the area when the coach let the young man, believed to be at least 18, take part in several plays before getting kicked out. Reports of the Providence team had been losing when the incident occurred. Parents spotted the man suited up on the sideline.
Well, he took off his tuxedo. He just came from a wedding.
He just took off his electrician outfit.
Right.
Diaz says the coach took full responsibility, as he should, and has been fired.
Aye.
You're fired.
Bye-bye.
Good.
She says the varsity team has been stripped of the remainder of its season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, you know, somebody says, hey, man, take off your uniform. What? Right. Take off your fucking uniform, man. We're going to give it to fucking Jerome. Throw him, motherfucker, 25. No, he ain't, man.
Right. You got some guy from a tree trimming company in the park there. He's just some Haitian in a tree on a fucking ladder. Come here.
Guy walking.
Football. You get some fucking guy.
The guy running around on a fucking, like, lawnmower.
Right. He's got the hat with
you
the net.
You ever play football?
He's got the hat with the net and the fucking, he's got the white thing tied around his face.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to hide it. Can you imagine how funny that would be, man? God damn it. Why isn't this fucking television?
Man dressed as tree arrested for blocking traffic.
What?
Yeah.
Not even Halloween yet.
Right.
Better than a clown.
Yeah. I mean, you know, clowns get run over. If a clown's in the street trying to stop you, you're going to run him over?
Yeah.
So he was dressed as a tree in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
See, have you guys heard of the famous Bushman? He passed away.
Yes.
But the famous Bushman
used
to dress up like a tree
and
hide in the little bush. And
right.
Then he would scare people.
Yeah.
And he would just stand there all day long. People would give him money.
Yeah.
So, or it could have been somebody dressed up as Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. But what about this guy? Tell us about him, Doug.
Portland, Maine. Police say they've arrested a man dressed as a tree for blocking traffic in Maine.
It was a fucking, you know how they got him, man? There was a squirrel trying to grab his nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They say the man didn't respond to the officers when they warned him against obstructing traffic in the busy intersection.
Yeah.
The cop said, sir, get out of the middle of the road. I'm not a guy, I'm a tree.
Know what he said? Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Eric. Whoosh. 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 A friend of the man says he was trying to study the city's traffic patterns.
Wow.
The man appeared to be dressed as a pine tree or other type of evergreen.
Pine.
Portland police hasn't provided any other details.
I wonder what the root of his problems are, man.
I don't know.
This fucking guy. You know what he's doing next week? He's going to put another one. He's branching out to another block.
Right.
Yeah. He's opening up a second branch.
Yeah, right. I think he's getting a headache.
What happened, Ellen?
Yeah, my head.
You getting a headache for all the fucking jokes?
Yeah.
You got to slow down.
These
Peter.
Are slammed we on. Got, these we are got... just lobbing him in, man. No, that's pretty funny, though. A guy dressed as a fucking tree.
Right.
Imagine if he was giving out apples or something. There's apples in the tree or fruit.
Yeah.
Something.
Here, you want these down here?
Fruit. Yeah.
They're low hanging fruit.
Yeah. Exactly. Love that expression, low hanging fruit. Mm. It's such a great way of making, you know.
I hate it.
Why is that? How'd that guy make all that money so quick? Oh, he dealt with all the low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His relatives, his mother, his father.
Yeah. He sold insurance to his mom, his dad, his bump, his.
I hate that.
He's got a lot of, so he has barbecues every other week. Mm. That's what, whoever sells insurance, that should be one of their question criteria when they interview like these guys who joined Prime America and those companies like that. Uh-huh. Whether, I don't want to be a teacher anymore. Well, you could be a financial planner. Just get the test and you'll get licensed and this and that. And then you'll sell insurance to everybody you know. Write down 100 people you know.
Right.
And ask them about their whole life insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Gerber baby. You know, yeah. You get that whole thing.
Right.
And then, you know.
Then people end up hating
it. And then, you know, then the first time there's a market downturn. What happened? Oh, look at the 10-year chart. And sometimes what?
Things change. But, and by the way, I'm out of that business, but I do have an Amway situation I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah. You ever hear of New Skin?
Confederated products.
New Skin. You know, the sun is getting real strong. You got to get invested into New Skin.
How about, what was that shit, that fucking, that blue acai drink in the
Monsanto no
Monsanto the
man. No it's
I know you're saying Sole
Metaluca or something like
no,
that
no there was some that... years ago, man, they came out with that fucking drink and everybody jumped on that bandwagon. They're selling out.
Yeah, you remember when the cookies were big, like you were selling those diet cookies as meal supplements?
No,
like, you know,
really.
you'd buy them for like $5 selling for $5 a piece.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I used to just grab sparrows in the park, spray paint them yellow, and sell them as canaries.
Hmm. Seems but a little
know,
less...
You know who did that, by the way? Elvis no. Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker. When he
really?
Was a little boy, he caught sparrows, he painted them yellow, and he sold them as canaries.
By the way, you know, by the way, we never mentioned this on the show, and what a little remiss, but also the passing of Kevin Meaney last week, right?
Yeah.
That was a pretty...
You loved, knew him, didn't you? Know, you worked with him, didn't you?
No, I met him here and there, but I you know, of course, you know, we always remember him. Like, that's not right, you know. With you know, I think it was in a Rodney Dangerfield when, you know, it was a lot of those that came out. Hmm. You know, the good days of comedy when, you know, they'd bring out a few people, you know, to give you a little showcase,
right?
You know,
they never said what he died of, did they? He's 52 years old. I thought, you know, they just never said. They said, it was,
does that matter? Like, well,
yeah,
think about
this.
Think about. You know, because what's the Arquette?
that was AIDS. Yeah,
yeah. The the transgender.
Yes,
right.
Whatever. Same thing.
Patricia. What was it? No.
Patricia's has a vagina.
Alexis Arquette.
Alexis Arquette.
Right.
You know, from The Wedding Singer.
Funny how
you know, she was Boy George in The Wedding Singer.
Eldon knows.
That was so funny.
Eldon knows all the trannies.
So so we you know, he passed of AIDS. You know, people had known in the family, know whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, but and of course David Bowie had cancer.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really everybody has to know what they thought. Oh my God, somebody died. What happened?
Well, when you're if you're 85 and I tell you, if I told you, this guy, you know, hey, Bob Hope just died. He was 94 years old. You go, oh my God, what a shock.
Right.
But a guy at 52, you know, you ask, holy shit,
what happened?
Man? Exactly.
Got it.
You know, fuck, look at this guy, what's his name, who was in, I don't know, this another fact, who died in a hotel. That's recently, you know, whatever, good actor, has three names. Philip Thomas something.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Seymour Hoffman. See, I knew you knew.
Heroin
you knew
addict.
All the trannies and the gays, he knows them all.
Was he gay? Seymour Thomas?
No, he wasn't. And I'm just good with celebrity names.
He
was gay? I don't know.
I don't think he's gay. It was a heroin addict. I think that's what he
was. Yeah, I definitely think he did. But who cares if he was gay?
All right. Anyway, back to the stories.
Boyfriend cared.
Died.
He overdosed.
RV containing pot-laced candy catches fire on a bridge.
Oh, no. Spoiled somebody's Halloween.
Well...
Some stoners Halloween is ruined.
Yeah, as I'm saying, they're edibles and, you know.
Somebody tried to smoke a brownie.
Yeah. In Pennsville Township, New Jersey, police say a pot advocacy company's RV carrying marijuana-laced candy burst into flames on a bridge that connects New Jersey and Delaware, causing lane closures. And Chris Christie says he had nothing to do with it. Weed World Candies tells the news more than $50,000 in merchandise was destroyed and the entire neighborhood was stoned. Sunday evening, when one of the vehicles heading to Philadelphia from Washington, D.C., caught fire on the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Passing motorists captured the blaze on video.
Good thing, because nobody would remember it.
You all right?
Yeah.
Is that that's the ghost of fucking Jose Fernandez coming back to fucking punish you?
He's almost drowning in the other.
What happened? Oh, that's the scene.
What is that? Oh, somebody's face.
That's when he got hammered in the head with fucking the
baseball bat
wrapped in
barbed
wire.
Look at his eyeball.
Holy his left Christ. Eye, yeah.
It's up there on the top
look
of his head.
Look how real it looks.
It's on top of his head.
It's popping out.
He looks like one of those fish that has that thing on top of his head that's a little lure.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So gross.
It's disgusting.
Sorry, I just had to pull that up for you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks, buddy. I was trying to get that image out.
Hey, do me a favor.
No, I'm not going to get any sleep again.
Grab a scene from Schindler's List for us, will you?
Yeah. How do you guys feel about yoga pants?
They give my balls.
I'm for them.
Yeah, I'm for them.
I'm for them.
Here's the thing. Whether it doesn't matter, like just because of them, you know, just in the, I don't know, just in.
Better women, first of all.
Peter Leonard, are you going to just come out one day? Are you just going to come out? Because I'm not.
Are you talking about
everybody here in the room is talking about
type of pants, or
we're talking
pants
about
for chicks.
the chick yoga pants.
Oh, I love them. Jesus, all right. Christ.
You know, I mean, some people are like, well, some people don't deserve to, should be wearing them. It's disgusting.
Well,
you know?
Some people shouldn't be.
Oh, excuse me. And I agree with him because here's the thing.
What if you're big?
Because it's almost like. It's almost like anything, If you ever want to drive a really nice car, you got to appreciate driving a piece of shit. So if you appreciate when a woman walks by that's fine as balls, walking in some nice little yoga pants, and you just happen to be there. Hopefully, if you're in a position where you're wearing sunglasses and not easily having a lot of other people around you, and you can take a good look at it, you're happy for that situation. So if a big heifer ass walks by in a fucking pair of yoga pants. Just like anything, if you're watching TV, you can change the channel. You can look another way.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to be exposed. You don't have to. These people that go, oh, my God, look at that. Can you believe it? Look at that. No, I don't fucking look at it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to
look at it. You don't look at it either, man.
It's like, here, smell this. It smells horrible. No, motherfucker, I'm not going to smell it.
Yeah, I hate when people do that.
If some beast is wearing fucking pants like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What am I going to do? It's like me watching the Wii Network, the Oprah fucking channel all day. I'm not going to be there watching it.
No. You have to watch the show. It's so bad. Why?
Yeah.
You know what? It's like, this is the worst fucking.
Have you heard this song? It is so terrible.
Listen, when you take a bite of a sandwich and you're sitting with somebody, you go, oh, this is fucking awful. You want this?
Yeah.
You want it? Take a bite of something. And
is
it
this,
sucks.
Is this, does this taste bad to you?
Yeah. Right.
If you think it does, I'm not going
to
taste it.
In Barrington, a man writes a letter to editor about yoga pants and women take to the streets. In Barrington, Rhode Island, a male reader who sent a letter to a small Rhode Island newspaper criticizing women who wear yoga pants in public found that snug-fitting pants were at least of his problems. As hundreds of people picketed his home, and thousands rebuked him on social media.
Man, he probably just ain't getting none.
Alan Sorrentino, 63, in a letter to the newspaper, says, described yoga pants as stinky tacky.
Stinky?
Oh. Yeah. Stinky tacky, ridiculous looking. Well, I don't know what the chicks look like in that part of the country. They're in Rhode Island,
true.
So it's not like they're walking around in Miami Beach. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, in Texas, Texas has beautiful women.
Yeah. Think so?
Yeah, I've been there, I would always think, like,
big
Miami
girls.
Had, sexy, hot, mm-hmm. You go into the Miami City. But in Texas, like, almost everybody you see, all the chicks, it's like, mm-hmm. They're all pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all natural looking. They're hot. And you're like, wow, I would, yeah, oh, yeah. Ooh, she. Ooh,
remember poor. Linda Evans in Dallas?
Yeah, Linda Evans.
Remember the blonde, the torch? Remember the torch I dated? The blonde, the crazy one?
Yeah.
Her fucking aunt was Linda Evans. For real. Her father's sister was Linda Evans. And if you look at her, you can actually see it, And she was a crazy bastard, though. But I'll tell you what, there are some beautiful women. In...
She was a crazy bastard.
Listen, Elgin, she said, yeah, her nickname was the torch.
Whack.
She set fire to my car, bed. Oh, man, she used to eat clonopins, which are
Can a female be a bastard?
I don't know.
Sure.
Is there a word for that?
Yeah, bastard.
Yeah,
if you don't call me bastard. Bastard is just okay. Somebody
I thought it was just bitch.
Whose parents were, no.
I thought bizen bastard a bit like the equivalent of bitch.
No. No, the bastard is definition of a bastard.
What yeah, like somebody, a childless, a parentless child or something.
A fatherless child.
Fatherless child,
right.
Yeah.
So if you if a woman gives birth to a daughter and has no father, then she's a bastard too.
How could a woman give birth to a daughter that has no father?
Well, how could a woman give birth to a son that has no father?
Well, no, I mean, that's a great question. Exactly.
Right. It's just a guy. It's like a, you know, a hitter, you know, bang, wham, bam, thank you, bam, bing, boosted
the fatherlies.
Little
gone.
Donation, goodbye. Yeah.
Right.
So therefore, that's a bastard. If their parents weren't married,
and it also really, it's a marriage. It also thing. Really insinuates. It's really meant to be like the woman who just slept with anybody all the time and then just had a kid. Yeah. You know, she couldn't even tell you who it was.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Like I don't know why. I don't know bastard. Why I thought bastard. Not that it matters, but I thought bastard was like a, I guess a masculine word. I was wondering if
yeah, it does,
or it's more associated with like a boy.
It could be
like what is a bitch? Bastard. What's a bitch?
Elgin. No, I don't know. A bitch is a female dog, you know that, but a bitch is normally affiliated. You don't call a man a bitch. If you call a man a bitch, then he's a real statement.
There's guys that are bitches.
That's a statement.
They're bitches.
Yeah.
There's definitely bitches.
That's a whole show. We could do another segment.
By the way, anyway,
we'll stay for another hour.
Let me get back here. Alan Sorrentino, 6'3", he said that women over 20 shouldn't be wearing them.
20?
I disagree. I think he's
20.
Well,
pounds?
Again, he's in Rhode Island.
20-inch waist, he means.
You know what I mean?
I think nobody ever 20-inch waist. That's perfect. I agree with that.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. Peter.
That's a really tiny waist.
It is. He's
used size to date. 4. Size 4, size 6. Why? You want a chick bigger than that?
No, I mean
your girl is a 20-inch waist. No?
She has a tiny waist. Yeah.
Right.
Huge tits, tiny waist, beautiful.
All right, calm down there.
Not just possible. No, but what you're saying to me, but 20-inch waist is perfect. It's a fucking perfect. Listen, 36, 24, 36 is the standard of what, I guess, 30 years ago?
Yeah, sir, 30, sir 34 makes a years lot.
Ago, 30, yeah, 30, yeah. No, 36, 24, 36 was a like a mannequin body. That's what they used to call
that
it.
That was the ideal.
Right. Chick, right.
Shape, but I mean, yes. That's not
36,
see, that's
24,
so, 36. You can't even correct. Say that anymore because people would be like, that's so not politically correct. Every right. size of a woman is the ideal
yeah.
size.
Yeah, and then
who
you
says
ask
that?
Them,
the fat fucking women. Yeah. You don't see the skinny women saying that.
Well, you know what they've done so, in the meantime.
You never heard Karen Carpenter sing a song.
A lot of them just go gay now. You know, it's like, well, yeah. You know,
right.
I can't lose weight, so I think I'll just be a lesbian.
I'll buy a couple of flannel shirts and some, you know.
All right, we don't have to be senseless.
Some cowboy boots, and I'll be fine.
Hey, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
What?
That's it. Absolutely. That's what happens here in the studio. And by the way, it's Wednesday. Don't forget Wise Guys Comedy Show tonight. I'm going to be your host.
Wow.
Along with our features, very funny comedian who's actually a headliner, Phil Johnson will be here from San Francisco.
Cool.
By the way, he'll be with me tomorrow here in the studio as well, talking about stuff.
Awesome.
And the headliner, Tim the Dairyman, Dairy Farmer Moffitt. Very funny cat will be your headliner at Tavolino's tonight. Just $10.
Tim the Dairyman Moffitt?
Moffitt. What is Dairy Farmer. Yeah, he's a dairy farmer. That's what he
is
does.
He?
Yeah.
Is it going to smell like milk?
I don't know what that smells like, but
well, he
unless it's rotten milk.
He tells cheesy jokes.
There you go.
He does a lot of tit
Listen,
jokes.
Do me a favor. Stop hanging around him. He does a lot of cheesy jokes.
First of all, I thought it was clever, and you know,
it was funny. It was right. Listen, for the end of the show, it's great.
You're writing it
but
down.
For listening to jokes like that for 15 minutes in the second segment, got a little, and then, of course, he goes off the chain. But we love Peter Leonard. He's welcome back as he's, you know.
Thank you so much.
As he's back, I was going to go, but...
Next week.
Anyway, so that's it, though. Hey, but don't forget, this Friday, I'm going to be in Lakeland, Florida, headlining Winter Circle Comedy Show, as well as Ross Page is my opening act. And so that's this Friday at Winter Circle. I'll be there.
I'm going to get you some people for that, man. Send me an email, please, today. I'll get
That's your brother,
my cousin's
Doug Heckler?
There. My cousin, Dougie Heckler,
Dougie Heckler.
I'll have him bring you a couple of
bottles.
He has
a guy show up my show. His name is Dougie Heckler.
That's awesome.
His last name, H-E-C-H-L-E-R. Heckler. Yeah. Heckler.
He should heckle you. That'd be great.
Yeah, I had enough of this nonsense.
Do you drink Galliano?
What?
I'll get a list of liquors. You know, he's a liquor salesman
right.
in Tampa,
oh,
so
nice.
I'll meet you over there.
Okay, perfect.
Sure.
So that's this Friday night. I think the show's 9 o'clock, so come out and have a good time. Aside from that, follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin.
Follow me at Elgin David Comic.
Peter Leonard.
You can follow me to Delray Marketplace on Sundays for the Food for Thought radio show at Cabo Flats. See my Facebook, The Food for Thought.
Oh, they didn't
radio
kick you
show.
Out? I thought they were going to kick you out.
No, they were moving to the outside, so they need the table inside.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow, Phil Johnson in the studio and maybe another special guest. See you then.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children.